today. His word will give you hope so you can face another day. His word will give you strength to know he's sovereign in his ways. His word will give you joy. His word will grow your faith. Consider his word. Consider his word.
From the heart of the Florida Everglades, this is the Consider His Word radio program. Today we want to encourage you to consider what God says in His Word, the Bible. I'm Pastor Arlen Payne, inviting you to join us as we open the Scripture together and consider His Word.
Consider His Word.
Welcome to Consider His Word. Hope everything is going well with you. I hope that things are opening up for you here on the reservation. We're still under a safer at home order, but as the vaccines get distributed, we're hoping soon to be able to be opened up and be able to, you know, we're looking forward to some things in the spring already. And so pray about that and pray for us here at the Big Cypress Seminole Indian Reservation where this broadcast is made. Thanks for listening today. We're going to be in Ephesians chapter 5. We've been talking about walking with God. How is your walk with God today? Are you walking with the Lord? Last week we read where Paul said to wake up. Now maybe it's time to take a look at yourself and to examine your own walk with the Lord. You know, I don't think we should ever be satisfied with our walk with the Lord, but to be seeking to draw closer to Him closer and closer every day. James said to draw nigh unto God and He will draw nigh unto you. So how close are you walking with the Lord today? We're going to be reading Ephesians chapter 5 and learning more about walking with the Lord. So if you have a Bible, go and find it. Join us today as we consider His Word. I want to remind you about our website at considerhisword.org, a number of things you'll find there. I'm so grateful for those who have gone to the website and have been sending us small gifts. I mean, some as low as $10, and we are so grateful for that. And it helps us with this broadcast every week. And so take a look at that and pray about maybe helping us out that way. But also while you're there, there's a link that says to contact us. And if you go there and send us a note about where you're hearing the broadcast today and give us an address, we'd love to send you one of our little prayer journals. As the year begins, we've been sending out a number of these, and I just got in a bunch more, and we want to get one into your hands. Now, these are just small little notebooks that you can put in your pocket. They fit right in a shirt pocket, easily fit in a purse or a Bible case. I take mine with me to church on Wednesday night. You know what else I do? I keep mine in my pocket at church, and when people say, pray for me, I can pull it out right then, write their name down, and you know they appreciate that I'm writing their name down. And then during the week, I go back and I use this kind of as my prayer list to pray for those who have requested prayer. If you have a prayer journal, would you pray for us? Add us to that list. But you can get it through the website. You can also email me directly at considerhiswordradio@gmail.com. However, most of the requests we get come through the regular mail. And so you can write to us at Consider His Word Ministries, 30290 Josie Billy Highway, Box 40, in Clewiston, Florida, 33440. Let me give that to you again. Consider His Word Ministries, 30290 Josie Billy Highway, Box 40, Clewiston, Florida, 33440. We look forward to hearing from you. I want to read in Ephesians chapter 5, beginning in verse 14. We're going to read down through about verse 20 and continue our study in walking with the Lord. Starting in verse 14, Paul said, see then, let me back up, verse 14. Wherefore he saith, awake thou that sleepest, and arise from the dead, and Christ shall give thee light. See then that you walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time, because the days are evil. Wherefore, be ye not unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is. And be not drunk with wine, wherein is excess, but be filled with the Spirit, speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord, giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, submitting yourselves to one another in the fear of God. Paul, as he was writing to the Ephesians, is encouraging them in their walk with the Lord. And I want to encourage you in your walk with the Lord. Now, last week we looked at especially verse 14. And if you would like, you can go back and hear that broadcast again at the website, considerhisword.org. But I want to look at the next verse today. In verse 15, Paul said, "See then that you walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise." He said to walk circumspectly. Boy, there's a word we don't use very often. When was the last time you said to someone about being circumspect or walking circumspectly? It means here to walk with an exactness, to walk very carefully. You know, so many people, and I see so many young people that just kind of stumble through life, and I encourage them to get intentional. And by that, what I mean is what they do is they just kind of let life happen to them, and whatever comes, comes. And they spend their life in front of a TV or in front of a computer screen, and because they have no sense of direction and no sense of purpose, and certainly no sense of walking with the Lord, they just waste their time and just let things happen to them. Ultimately, many of them, because of boredom or because of whatever reason, began to get into drugs and alcohol and all of those things. And many times when I meet these young people, I tell them you need to get intentional. Find a job. Go to school. Figure out what it is that God wants you to do. And we're going to be talking about God's will here a little bit later. Maybe not today, but we're going to get to it eventually. But he's saying that we ought not to just stumble through life, but to watch each step, to walk circumspectly, to walk with a purpose. You go back a couple chapters in Ephesians chapter 2, and in verse 10, he said, "We are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them." I think to walk circumspectly means that we're walking in those good works, whatever they might be. And so we walk intentionally, not just happenstance or mistakenly, but with purpose. And I hope that you seek God's will and seek God's purpose for you every day. I believe God has a will for you, and I believe God has a plan for you. But if we're going to find it, we've got to walk circumspectly. We've got to walk carefully. You know, it kind of reminds me in a way of when I was going to elementary school. I went to one school that was, honestly, it was about a mile away from our house. And we walked to school every day. It didn't matter if it was snowing or if it was 20 degrees outside or 100 degrees outside. We walked to school. And we had two ways we could get to that school. We could walk down the main road, and it was a busy road. And again, we're walking about a mile, give or take a little bit. But there was another way. And this other way was coming down a set of railroad tracks. And it kind of came back through the backside of the neighborhood. And those tracks would drop us off just pretty close to the house. And many times, we would walk on one of those tracks. And it became a game. And very carefully, you would put one foot in front of the other. You had to walk very carefully. You had to walk balanced, one foot in front of the other, so that you could, get this, stay on track. And of course, sometimes we would play the games where we would try to tease each other and make each other fall off the tracks and push each other off the track. But then we would get back on track, and we would take those steps very carefully, one by one. And I believe that's what God is telling us to do here, to stay on track. You know, our steps are ordered by the Lord. Psalm 37:23 says, "The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delights in his way." So to walk circumspectly, we walk with exactness. We walk diligently. You know, the way to do that is to keep your eyes on Jesus. The Bible says, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. When you keep your eyes on Jesus, that will help you walk with exactness. That'll help you walk diligently. That will help you stay on track. It's when we get distracted, and oh, I'll tell you, the devil, he is a great distractor, and he will try to distract you. You stay on track, and you follow the Lord Jesus, and you walk with exactness. Now, notice, he puts a little negative in here. He says to walk circumspectly, not as fools. And so the fools who walk without any sense of direction or without any sense of exactness, that just kind of stumble through life and hope that somehow they get by. He says, don't walk as fools. But he said to walk wisely. He said, but as wise. See, then you walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise. Now, to be wise, I believe, means that we're following the Lord. We've got to seek God's wisdom. Did you ever get to a place where you didn't know what to do? You didn't know what the next step to take? You might be there right now. I'll tell you, the best advice I can give you is to ask God for wisdom. He promised to give it to you. James 1:5, if any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God that gives to all men liberally and upbraideth not, and it shall be given him. Now, in walking wisely helps us walk circumspectly. It helps us stay on track. But we've got to seek God's wisdom. I tell you, follow man's wisdom, you're going to be in all kinds of trouble. But seek the Lord and seek his wisdom and what he desires of you, and seek what his will is for your life. Again, we're going to be talking about that later. So walk circumspectly. Get intentional with your life. Thanks for listening today. God bless you.
Word will give you wisdom for tomorrow, today. His word will give you hope so you can face another day. His word will give you strength to know he's sovereign in his ways. His word will give you joy. His word will grow your faith. Consider his word. Consider his word. His word.
Thanks for listening today. Like us on Facebook and visit our website at considerhisword.org. This is Pastor Arlen Payne saying, till next time, God bless you as you consider his word.
Consider his word.